It's a pretty gruesome film.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely got its bloody and gory moments. But, you know, basically, you know, it's a group of sorority girls who, the lead, Jessica, who's played by Leah Pipe, she's kind of, you know, the leader of the pack, I would say. She decides to play a prank on one of the girls' boyfriends, and it just gets taken a little too far, and we end up accidentally, you know, killing one of our sisters. And so the whole, you know, kind of rest of the movie is just about how each of our characters are kind of dealing with this, and, you know, just how that kind of unfolds. And it's really cool because the way that it was set up and the way that the director did it, you were really able to see each character and how they were kind of emotionally dealing with the situation, which I think is really cool because the majority of the time in horror films, you don't really get that chance.
Did you enjoy the horror genre?
I did. The first, I think, you know, kind of movie I ever did was a little indie horror film called From Within that actually Margot Harshman, who plays Chugs in the movie, was in with me. So that was really cool. But yeah, I love the horror. I mean, I love, you know, the gory and the blood and guts. I think that's so much fun.
You play Elliot. She's a kind of nerdy, geeky sister, isn't she? Is that, were you ever a nerd? I can't imagine you ever as being a nerd.
Yeah, I mean, Ellie's definitely a little bit of a nerd. I was definitely kind of a little bit of a computer nerd when I was a kid, but she definitely just can't really handle the emotional stress of the situation, so she's kind of having a wee bit of a mental kind of breakdown the whole time.
Were you ever a sorority sister?
I wasn't. I went to college just for a semester that had a lot of sororities, so I definitely saw it, but it just wasn't really necessarily my thing at the time. I mean, now hearing about it more, I think it's really great because, you know, it's kind of a built-in way to really kind of make friends when you're first coming to college. And, you know, it's a new thing for everybody. And they, you know, there's fraternities for boys and sororities for women, and they'll have mixers and you know.
It looks pretty mean.
Well, we definitely, I think, you know, kind of took some liberties and exaggerated a bit. But I honestly don't know personally. The only one of us that was in a sorority was Jamie Chung. But she the only thing that she taught us was, or the thing that she taught us was that sorority girls don't clap, that they snap.
How was it for you at school?
When I was growing up in kind of elementary school, I was, most of the time I was traveling with my parents on sets and we had a tutor, but it was great. I mean, I was going to school in Idaho and then I went to a boarding school for 2 years in Michigan and then I finished up high school in LA.
And how was school? I mean, were you ever picked on or anything?
Probably just like everybody else, you know what I mean? But well, the boarding school that I went to was kind of like a mini Juilliard, which is obviously a very famous kind of art school. But it was very much more kind of art-centered, which was great for me, and I loved being able to do that.
You didn't ever get a tough time for being Bruce and Demi's daughter?
No, I mean, I don't think that ever really became an issue.
Did your parents ever give you acting tips?
They always give me advice, and I definitely, you know, if I had an audition or something, you know, maybe I'll work with them on it, or, you know, if I have a script maybe that I'm reading, maybe I'll ask them to check it out. But, you know, in general, they're just extremely, extremely supportive, and I couldn't ask for anything more.
Was there ever a day when you sat down and said, like, you know, Mum, Dad, I want to go into acting?
It was something that I think I always kind of wanted to do, and they always knew I was interested in, because I did it, you know, when I was, you know, maybe 6 or 7. But I think the thing that they really wanted was they really wanted me to finish out high school and you know, not just go and get my GED, which was great, and I'm really glad that I did that.
Because they wanted you to have something to fall back on, or
just, you know, just to have the foundation, just, you know, just in case, because you never know when, I mean, you never know when you're a kid what you want to end up doing. But.
Do you feel a pressure because of who your parents are?
Nobody's ever going to look exactly the same as anybody else, you know what I mean? And everybody in the entire world is put on the world looking, you know, exactly how they do, and being in the exact, you know, family situation, or, you know, everybody comes into this life exactly how it should be. So you're handed the cards you are for a particular reason. So I think, you know, you just kind of follow that path and see where it takes you.
Do you ever have moments where you just wish that nobody who knew who your parents were, nobody knew your surname, you could just go and be kind of, you know, Jane Doe?
No, because honestly, the things that I've gotten to experience in my life and the opportunities that I've had, I wouldn't trade them in for the world.
Do you think you take after either of them in terms of your acting style?
Oh, God, I don't know yet. I'd probably have to... I mean, if I see you again, maybe in like, you know, a couple of years and I've done more, I'll probably be able to answer that. But I don't know yet.
Do you feel you have to prove yourself more then?
No, because I'm an individual. I'm you know, I don't want to be them. I want to, you know, be myself and follow what path I'm supposed to follow, you know?
What about your mum on Twitter? Do you follow her there?
Yeah, I mean, Twitter, I think, is such an amazing kind of outlet to be able to really talk to your fans, because in general, the only way that people usually hear about you is through other people's opinions, and usually, obviously, with the media, it gets skewed. So to be able to just really connect with fans and let them know who you are, I think, is a really cool thing.
It's just, I mean, she's just taken off fabulously well on there.
Well, I mean, Ashton's killing it. And I think it's great, though. You know, I think that they've really kind of popularized the outlet. And I think, I hope that, you know, it continues to grow and work, you know, for people in the future.
Do you follow them on there?
Yeah, I have one, too, and I'm trying. Although, you know, I keep thinking to myself, like, do people really care if I'm, like, just cooking dinner or making laundry? But, you know, it's a really cool way to connect. There's never been a forum for celebrities to speak to their fans like this, and you know, there's different things, there's like MySpace and things, but there was so many fake people that you could, you know, you never know who. I mean, I remember I had like at least five, or you know, I think my sisters even had fake ones, and they would all talk to each other, so you know, it wasn't as the security, I guess, or the privacy, you know, just it's different. But this is a way, you know, you can send pictures of yourself and you really know that it's you.
You come from this very sort of modern family, and there's often a lot about the modernity of your family. As the child of divorced parents who get on incredibly well, what advice would you give to other parents in a similar situation?
You know what? I think our parents just really made the priority us and really decided to put us first. And I think that, beyond anything, is really kind of what did it, because I mean, I have tons of friends whose parents can't even be in the same room with each other, and it has such an effect on the children, and it's so sad, because especially, I mean, no matter what age it is, that like it's something that no child should have to deal with. And honestly, I feel so grateful and so lucky that I've never had to like split holidays and that, you know, we can just all go together and as a whole kind of one unit family. That's really fantastic.
What did you first think when you were introduced to Ashton?
He was really sweet, and I honestly immediately saw just such a change in my mom and how happy, like, just this kind of different light about her and how happy she was. And you know, I think as you get older, you kind of realize that your parents aren't just these superheroes. You know, they're actually people. So, you know, to see her genuinely happy and to have found someone that she loves and, you know, that loves her as much as, you know, he does. And I couldn't be happier for them and for my dad as well. Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular genre of acting that you want to go into?
You know, I would never honestly try to limit myself. I think that's one of the best parts of acting, is that you get to play so many different kinds of things. And so for me, I would love to, you know, continue to just pushing myself and challenging myself with, you know, different characters and harder things, because I think that's when you really get to kind of learn and grow the most, is when you sometimes even, you know, the things that are the most uncomfortable are probably the things that'll really push you to grow the most.
There's a scene very near the end, almost your last scene, Sorority Row, where you say, and excuse my language, where you say, like, where you come in with a gun and you're like, farewell, asshole. Are you channeling your dad in that scene?
I kind of felt like I was a little bit. I had a great time, and honestly, I would love to be able to do some kind of action thing. I mean, I would love to be able to do more of that in the future.